From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dick Iuliano. Following Iowa and New Hampshire, South Carolina is center stage today in the hotly contested race for the Republican presidential nomination. Former House Speaker...
Universal Time, 22 hours, 1 minute, 20 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 17 hours, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Universal Time, 22 hours, 1 minute, 35 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 17 hours, 1 minute, 45 seconds. Universal Time, 22 hours, 1 minute, 50 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 17 hours, 2 minutes, exactly. Universal Time, 22 hours, 2 minutes, 5 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory, Master...
Greenville, South Carolina.
President Obama has provided his supporters an idea of what his upcoming State of the Union address will sound like. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the president has revealed four themes he'll stress in Tuesday night's speech.
In a video, the president says he'll target manufacturing with more jobs and products made in this country, energy fueled by what he calls homegrown sources, skills for workers.
And most importantly, a return to American values, a fairness for all, and responsibility from all.
Mr. Obama also talked about building an economy that works for everyone, not just what he calls the wealthy few. The president has been trying to mobilize his supporters as the Republican primary battle has dominated the airwaves. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
It's been such a mild winter so far in the northeastern states. Few people could be heard grumbling today when the region was dusted with snow. The snow fell from Maryland north to New England. Parts of Pennsylvania and New Jersey got about 4 inches. New England states could be hit harder. Gloria Fernandez, who lives in New York City, says, quote, "We've been very lucky. We can't complain." Rain and snow helped firefighters surround a brush fire near Reno, Nevada today that destroyed 29 homes. Thousands of residents were forced to flee. Fueled by hurricane-force winds, the fire burned nearly 3,200 acres. An apologetic elderly man has admitted accidentally starting the fire Thursday when he improperly discarded fireplace ashes outside his home south of Reno. Fire raced through a Lafayette, New Jersey barn today, taking a terrible toll. 22 show horses, valued at tens of thousands of dollars each, were killed in that blaze. This is NPR News. The Egyptian military has announced the pardoning of almost 2,000 people, according to state media. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports a prominent blogger is among those expected to be freed.
Michael Nabil was arrested and sentenced to 3 years in prison for insulting the military after a post on his blog discussing the abuses of the military in the wake of Hosni Mubarak's ouster. He's been on a hunger strike since then, and he's one of the more prominent cases here of what protesters say is the continuing crackdown on dissent in Egypt. Human Rights Watch says some 12,000 civilians have been arrested in the past year and given military trials over similar charges. Observers say the pardon of almost 2,000 people is meant to defuse protests planned for the one-year anniversary of the start of Egypt's revolution next week. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Cairo.
It's been another day of violence in Syria, where an uprising against Syrian President Bashar Assad is in its 10th month. At least 14 people were killed in a series of explosions today. State media and opposition groups say bombers attacked a police truck transporting prisoners. At least 143 people are dead following the latest burst of violence in Nigeria by the radical Islamist group known as Boko Haram. Yesterday's attack in Kano, Nigeria's second largest city, targeted government and police buildings. An American man has been kidnapped in Somalia. Eyewitnesses say gunmen surrounded the man's car in the northern town of Galkayo shortly after the man left for the airport. Officials have not identified him, but a governor minister says he's an engineer who was evaluating a construction project in Somalia. I'm Dick Iuliano, NPR News.